many, I think, have taken that opportunity to make it a long weekend. We still get the, in Bullocks, outside of Bendigo, we still get the Tuesday public holiday, so the Melbourne Cup public holiday.
Oh, of course,
yeah. I think there's a bit of activity around.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, no, it is a gorgeous day. I've even donned the shorts today, so I don't know whether... Don't know whether Central Victoria is quite ready for that, but anyway, it's got to be done. Hey, we've touched on this before, but the Working for Vic program update. So, you've placed a lot of people.
We have. We're certainly getting to the pointy end of 50. I think we're at 48. And we've done a bit of a mid-year review. So it was a six-month program, and for the ones that started at the initial stages, they're about 3 to 4 months in. So we thought it was the right time to do a bit of a mid-year review. And, yeah, they've been across our works team and our business support and also community support. And, yeah, the works that we've been doing, it's been amazing. It's been amazing to be able to get to some of those jobs that, I think we just haven't had the resources to get to for a long time. So things like, a lot of drainage maintenance, which a lot of people might not see, but gee, it's going to help in times of, big downpours. A lot more cleaning and sanitisation, which obviously is a key thing. So we've been able to get, to our toilets and our lake facilities a lot more than what we would have, which I think is a good thing for the community and safeguarding. And upgrades to our playgrounds and public spaces, so, new softball and edging around playgrounds. We've got new paving along some of our footpaths and in our parks and trees. So we've had a lot of trees planted in our region. That was one of the big things when we applied. We were really keen to see some more greening of our towns. And yep. So there is going to be some long-lasting elements of this program, which is really good.
Fantastic.
And I think also then from the business space, we've been, really trying hard. And we've only got a couple of people starting again in the business support team. So we'll be out again over the next couple of weeks, just making sure businesses are aware of the support that's out there, have their COVID-safe plans. And I think that's a pretty big thing, that understanding that it's mandatory for a lot of our businesses now to have a COVID-safe plan in place. So, they've been doing a great job too. And also our community support, who are working pretty closely with our community forums and have put together a relief and recovery plan. So, it's been an amazing initiative.
Busy old time, that's for sure. Now, talking of other works as well, there's more works to get underway, and you've actually got 4 tenders currently open.
Yeah, we do. So it's busy time. So we've had these projects in planning for a little bit of time, and all have an element of government funding. So the Birchip, 2 projects up at the Birchip Rec Reserve, or the Birchip Community Leisure Centre. So one being the replacement of 2 netball courts, which is pretty exciting for them. It's been a priority project for the Birchip community for some time. And, with the things that are happening at their hospital and obviously the streetscape and now at the Rec Reserve, it's there's a lot happening in Birchip at the minute. So 2 new netball courts, as well as some works in our change rooms to make them female friendly. So converting some old football change rooms to make sure they're unisex. Again, a significant drainage program at Charlton for undergrounding drainage around Kay Street and Menzies Street. And they're just really drainage hotspots for a number of years. So it'd be really great to get that done. And also some road rehabilitation work. So the Colgoa-Lulbert Road, so just widening and strengthening that road for about 2K. So, they're big projects. It's probably $4 to $5 million in those projects. So it's an exciting little package of works.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, talking of roads too, the road resealing program has commenced up there. Geez, you'll be getting the electricity on soon.
exactly. So we obviously, the resealing is that element of just putting the new bitumen over the top and tar over the top. So, it's just so critical in our maintenance of our roads. And if you don't do it, the water gets into the pavement and then your roads get stuffed pretty quickly, to be brutally honest. So, we've really been prioritising these works. We put a record number of money into that last year. And again, we're well over our intervention levels in terms of getting money in again.
Yep.
This year it's earlier than we typically do it. So it's been great to see that work happening. And obviously our road network's really big. So we've got 5,300 kilometres of road, and we do an exercise whenever we get a chance to talk to a minister. We put 5,300 kilometres of road in a line, and we say, well, you would get from Charlton down through to the South Pole, or you would get, if you took it the other way, 5,300 kilometres all the way to Jakarta. So if you put that in a line, it probably puts a bit of context around what we're managing.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, mate, Australia Day Awards nominations now, are still open.
Yeah, they are. And it's a different year, obviously. We're just talking to a few forums about this, and they're umming and ahhing about, you know, what, who to put in. And, obviously with events, there probably hasn't been the amount of, you know, typical events that you would put in. So we have the Citizen of the Year, the Young Citizen of the Year, and the Event of the Year. But this is a plug to any bloke community or resident. Nominations are open. They close, I believe, on the 20th of November, so it'll come around pretty quick. And, I think a bit creatively. So there's some amazing things that have happened, particularly in the COVID time, that certainly would still classify as an event of the year. So, we think that we'd love to see all those nominations get in.
Terrific stuff. Anthony, have a great week, and we shall speak again next Monday.
Will do. Cheers, Robbo.
Anthony Judd from the Bullock Shire joining us on the Wake Up Call.